This is Davin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. With last year's wildfires still fresh in the minds of many Western Carolinians, safety experts are telling Mountain residents to be prepared, in case it happens again. Last fall, more than 50,000 acres of land burned in Western North Carolina, including many homes. So this year, efforts are underway to prevent that, with the help of the National Fire Protection Association's FireWise USA program.
You probably already tell we're getting more rain than last year. Hopefully that'll continue.
That's Chris Cooper, a ranger with the North Carolina Forest Service, speaking with residents in an area outside of Bryson City hit particularly hard by last year's wildfires.
Again, we're going to have a fire season, so it comes every year. So some of this stuff you can do on your own to make your home safe from fire, weather, pretty much whether we show up or not.
The FireWise program is engaging in community outreach by working with county foresters and local fire departments. So far, about 24 residents attended meetings in Swain and Haywood counties. The message at those gatherings was simple. Homeowners can take just a few simple steps to ensure their properties are safe from wildfires.
Our whole program is to educate you on prevention methods and resources that we have to help you mitigate your home from a wildfire.
That's Frank Riley, FireWise liaison to the state of Georgia, speaking to a crowd in Maggie Valley.
You know, nothing for us is to protect your home. If you do stuff, it's free, it's easy, it's fun, and there's no strings attached. It's hard to believe there's a program out here like that, isn't it? There's no strings attached. Nobody comes by and checks on you. It's just for you to protect yourself. So the FireWise program, what it does, it buys you time till we get there.
More than 1,400 communities throughout the U.S. have adopted such programs over the years in areas prone to wildfires, and have since been certified as FireWise communities by the NFPA. The goal is to get more residents in Western North Carolina to do the same, according to Laurel Kays, project manager with the North Carolina Resource and Conservation Development Council.
You know, folks who live in hurricane land, they have a plan for what happens when that comes through. They know that it's not something you can always stop, so they've got a plan for what happens. And fires are just the same, and that's really all FireWise is.
The program's been a great success in neighboring Georgia, says Kays, where there are more than 100 FireWise communities statewide. While there is a total of just 24 FireWise communities in North Carolina, the goal is to triple that figure in the western part of the state alone due to the natural prevalence of wildfires in the region. The task is a challenging one, she admits, especially when many homeowners throughout the mountains are often resistant to programs like FireWise, which may come off as regulatory. But because the program is free and entirely voluntary, she's confident.
It does take time to work with these communities and to, you know, build relationships with them and to help them through this process.
It seems like you really believe in this program.
Yeah, I think programs like this are really, really important because you can try and tell people what to do till you're blue in the face, but they're not going to care unless there's something in it for them. And the reality is, where we live, it's very unlikely at any point that we're going to have laws or regulations about this stuff. And that's fine. You know, that's not what we're about.
Now, because of the obstacles the mountains pose to firefighters, simply relying on them alone to protect homes isn't enough. So the FireWise program provides homeowners with a checklist of preventative measures to keep their homes safe from fires. Because at the end of the day, keeping a home from burning doesn't always take priority. The program advises homeowners to do things like clear their lawns, roofs, decks, and gutters of things like needles, dried leaves, and debris. This reduces the chance of house fires caused by ember showers, which are expelled into the air from nearby wildfires and float down onto homes. And this was among the leading causes of homes destroyed by last year's wildfires. But perhaps the most important measure is maintaining a defensible barrier of at least 30 feet around a home. An area clear of any debris, flammable materials, and even certain types of trees. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.